Today on Experts, my guest, Dr. Philip Wallace with Central Oregon Spine and Sports. You can find him online at cospineandsports.com. Dr. Wallace, how are you today?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks very much for being in here. Now, you are specialized basically in pain management. We've talked about some various things.
Yes, I'm more of a proceduralist for pain management. I do a lot of procedures for diagnosing pain issues and therapeutics for pain issues.
Okay. Now, one of those methods that you want to talk about today is platelet-rich plasma.
Platelet-rich plasma is platelets are a blood component that circulate through everyone's body, and whenever there's a cut or a scratch or an injury, platelets show up. And most people who have been through basic science in grade school know that platelets are clotting factors. They help us clot our blood, but that's short-selling the platelet. Platelets do a lot more than just clot your blood. They are full of growth factors. And those growth factors kind of initiate the whole rebuilding process of a tissue injury. So back in the 60s, we started utilizing concentrated platelets. Via a blood draw, you can process blood and extract a highly concentrated platelet formulation that can be injected onto a tendon or ligament or even into joints to help decrease pain and hopefully rebuild the tissues. A classic example would be golfer's elbow, which is pain on the inside of the elbow, or tennis elbow, which is pain on the outside of the elbow. You don't have to play golf or tennis to get these conditions, but just daily, any kind of repetitive use of the arm can result in a sore elbow, either inside or outside. And so what we do is take your blood via blood draw, spin it, just for real basic laboratory processing of blood. Once we spin your plasma, that concentrates the platelets, and we inject those onto the area of concern.
Okay, so a person isn't getting plasma from somebody else. It's their own.
Exactly, yeah. It's all processed right there in the same room. It takes about 120 cc's of blood. We take that, put it in the tubes, spin it in a centrifuge once, then we take the plasma off, spin the plasma, and we've got concentrated platelets at the bottom of the tube, and that's what we inject onto the tendon or ligament.
What's the efficacy of this? How well does it work?
I get about 80% of my patients better, and there is good data these days regarding platelet-rich plasma and usage in sports injuries and chronic tendinopathies.
And is it long-term, or do they have to continually do this?
It's long-term. It is long-term. It's a long-term treatment for healing. But, of course, if you're going to continue abusing the body part, it may come back, but there again, the treatment is still available.
So for the most part, it's a fairly long-lasting remedy.
Yeah, that's the goal, is to heal the tissues.
Okay. You mentioned the elbow as being one area. What's some other common areas that you use this treatment in?
Oh, knees, shoulders, rotator cuff tears.
So you're talking joints.
Well, we do treat joints with platelets. We do intra-articular. Putting the platelets inside the joints is a common treatment for osteoarthritis. And then treating tendon ligaments is a real common application of platelet-rich plasma.
Is this, for a person with a particular condition, is this top of the list, bottom of the list, you know, first thing you try, last thing you try?
Oftentimes, the first thing we'll try is a combination of steroid and anesthetic to see if we can make the pain go away. And that may be a one and done. I may never see the patient again. But if it goes away in a meaningful way with steroid and anesthetic, but it comes back, that means we've got a chronic condition that may require a little boost in helping it heal, and that's where the platelet-rich plasma comes in. Application of steroid into tissues repetitively can be damaging to tissues. Steroid has can weaken tissues and make a chronically injured area slower to heal. So we don't want to overuse steroid in these tissues.
All right. So if somebody's got questions about this, where do they go?
They go to the website and call the practice, Central Oregon Spine and Sports.
All right. cospineandsports.com is their website. And Dr. Philip Wallace, my guest this morning, here on FM News 100, 1110 KBND. Dr. Wallace, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.